Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply no strings attached. No strings attached. When you hear the term no strings attached, it is a phrase that typically represents an environment where there are no obligations, no commitments, the freedom to do what you want, when you want, how you want, and where you want. And many people have gotten accustomed or are seeking environments where there are no strings attached. However, my friends and neighbors, as popular as the term might be, everything valuable in life has strings attached. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is nothing that we do that does not have strings attached, whether it's relationships or whether it's financial situations, you name it, and I can assure you that there are strings attached. When running businesses, if you have a home-based business and as entrepreneurs, many people are attracted to the whole concept of entrepreneurship because they feel like it's an environment where there are no strings attached. And as a leader, this our responsibility to make sure that everyone that joins our teams, that works with us closely, recognizes that even though they have flexibility, there are still strings attached. Obviously, you knew that at some point we were going to introduce an acronym today, and today it is STRING. The six key components that are critical for everyone to understand when they join your organization, when they become a part of your enterprise, they need to know the strings. That S in our STRING acronym reminds us of the importance of a system. You know, Burger King messed us up when they came out with a slogan, "You can have it your way." And even though that's great for hamburgers, it's not great for business. In business, you must follow a system. There was a popular singer many years ago by the name of Frank Sinatra. He was most famous for a song he performed called "I Did It My Way." Now, even though he made lots of money on the songs, he performed the songs in Las Vegas, where he had to show up at a particular time. He had to assign a contract, and if he didn't perform, he didn't get paid. So contrary to the song he sang, no, Frank Sinatra did not do it his way. He had to follow a system. And the reality, my friends and neighbors, is if we are going to excel in any aspect of entrepreneurship, systems must be followed. Remember, systems have been proven, they've been tested, they've been tweaked, and they've been perfected. And those who are willing to follow a system are the ones who are going to excel in advance. Make sure that when you're communicating to people on your team, that the first thing they understand is there is a string in this business, and the string is called a system. You and I could have go buy a McDonald's franchise, and a McDonald's franchise, depending on the area, cost about $1.5 million. Well, if we bought that McDonald's franchise and said, listen, forget the hamburgers, forget the shakes, forget the chicken McNuggets, we're going to have barbecue in here. We're going to keep the Golden Arches, and we paid out $1.5 million, but we're going to sell pulled pork and brisket and barbecue chicken. McDonald's would not allow us to do that because they know that the system that works is the system they've got in place. Whether you like the food as much as you like somebody else's is irrelevant. The importance is if you're going to have a franchise, you must follow that system. That T in our STRING acronym tells us about the string attached called a timeline. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this string is called a timeline. You see, everything in life that is valuable has a time attached to it. Driver's licenses have to be renewed. You can't not keep them forever. Library books must be returned. If you get a ticket to go watch your favorite sports team play, and if you go to watch watch the Cowboys and the Redskins. That ticket is only good for that game. If you miss the game for any reason, you cannot go back to that stadium and expect them to let you watch another game because you missed the timeline. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, encourage your team members to follow a rigid timeline. Yes, the essence of having a home-based business and one of the joys of being an entrepreneur is people typically perceive we set our own schedules. That's not 100% accurate. No, we have a timeline. There are performance objectives. There are things that must be done, and they must be done in a particular time. Children that start driving have a curfew. They've got a timeline in which they need to perform. If you go downtown to any major city and park your car, they're only going to allow you to park your car in that spot for a specified time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I encourage you to paint a clear picture for your team that not only is it important to follow systems, but it's also important to perform on time. That R in our string acronym simply reminds us of the importance of reliability. Yes, my friends, reliability. You know, we must be able to count on you to return emails and phone calls, to make appointments and presentations, to keep your word, to follow up, to do the little things that are required in order to achieve success. Everything valuable in life has a reliability component attached to it. For example, when they give you a driver's license, they are expecting you to have a certain degree of reliability. If you have too many accidents and too many speeding tickets and too many moving violations or whatever those things are, they can revoke your driver's license. Why? Because of a lack of reliability. Relationships fall apart because of a lack of reliability. If you can't count on that person you love to come through when you expect them to, if they promise and they don't deliver, if they say they will and they don't, then you're talking about a reliability issue. My friends and neighbors, it's important for us as we work with teams and build strong organizations in whatever capacity that everyone understands that one of the strings attached is the string of reliability. Now listen, if you enjoyed this training segment, there is a string attached. In order for you to hear the rest of this, you must explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.